USA Radio News.
I'm Tony Marissa reporting. An urgent manhunt in New Jersey is over. A whole neighborhood been forced to remain inside their homes for hours after two Newark police officers were shot Tuesday. Authorities had also blocked off nearby streets to search for the suspect. Acting Essex County Prosecutor Ted Stevens announcing an arrest on Wednesday.
At approximately 11:10 a.m., members of the Newark Police Department emergency response team effected an arrest of one Kendall Howard. Mr. Howard has been charged with two counts of attempted murder of Newark police officers.
The officers were shot as 30-year-old Kendall Howard was shot in connection with the shooting last week. Goran Gojic, a former professional boxer, was charged in a Brooklyn federal court last week with trafficking over 20 tons of cocaine, estimated to be worth more than $1 billion, prosecutors said. Officials said in a news release that Mr. Gojic was a major drug trafficker who they believe conspired with an extensive network of drug suppliers, ship crew members, and port workers to traffic vast amounts of cocaine from Colombia to Europe via U.S. ports, often using commercial cargo ships to stash their drugs. After a joint investigation conducted by local, state, and federal agencies, Mr. Gojic was arrested on Sunday at Miami International Airport while trying to board an international flight headed to Zurich. Russia is backtracking on their grain deal.
Russia is doing an about-face on Wednesday. It said it will resume participation in an agreement allowing grain exports to leave Ukrainian ports. This happened days after suspending its involvement over an alleged attack on its Black Sea fleet. Since July, the grain deal was a crucial step to help alleviate the deepening food crisis around the world. From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
This is USA Radio News.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
American Airlines pilots went thumbs down on a new labor agreement.
American Airlines Pilots Union is rejecting a proposal for a new contract. The Allied Pilots Association said the board voted against the deal, which calls for 12% raises for pilots on the date of signing. This comes right after United Airlines pilots turned down a similar deal Tuesday with even larger raises. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
An urgent manhunt in New Jersey is over. A whole neighborhood had been forced to remain inside their homes for hours after two Newark police officers were shot Tuesday. Authorities had also blocked off nearby streets to search for the suspect, finally taken into custody Wednesday in a building at the crime scene. State Attorney General Matt Plachin provided an update on the officer's shot.
I had the opportunity to visit with them last night. Thank God they are recovering and will recover.
The officers were shot as 30-year-old Kendall Howard was shot in connection with a shooting from last week. Just before leaving for COP27, the 2022 United Nations Climate Change Conference, Special Presidential Envoy for Climate John Kerry Wednesday afternoon held a press briefing. The former Secretary of State, Senator, and presidential candidate was blunt about the challenges ahead, saying the highest hurdle for going greener was a different kind of green, money. Kerry saying the U.S. recognizes that many countries now face financial concerns they did not have a year ago. For USA Radio News, I'm Tony Marusso.
Suspense.
The shadow knows.
Mystery in the air. Starring Peter Lorre.
I am the Whistler. And I know many things, for I walk by night.
The greatest radio shows of all time. Classic Radio Theater with Wyatt Cox. On this radio station or at our webpage, classicradio.stream. That's classicradio.stream. Or search your favorite podcast app.